For weeks, St. Albans Bay has been covered in one of the biggest blue-green algae blooms in years. The blooms can cause health problems in humans and in animals, and have caused multiple beach closures along the lake this summer. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the toxic blooms come amid the state's efforts to reduce pollution in Lake Champlain.
Pat Cavazzazzi has had a home on St. Albans Bay for 40 years, and she says the water in front of her seasonal home has never been green before.
Even though they've seen blue-green algae and they've located a little bit down there, now it's spread incredibly, and it looks like a carpet. I mean, it's really, really bad.
But unlike a real new carpet, this one doesn't smell fresh or help tie a room together. The pea soup color in the water is cyanobacteria, commonly known as blue-green algae. The toxic algae is caused by an excess of phosphorus in the lake, and it releases an aerosol cloud that smells vaguely like rotting vegetables. The green in the bay is new this year, but Cavazzazzi's yard has a noticeably not green section. Running from the back of the yard toward the front of the property is a swath of dead grass. She attributes the dead grass to runoff from a neighboring farm.
We had a runoff which was huge between our property and our neighbor's property, and it burned all the grass. And all 40 years that we've been here, there's never been runoff that has burned and it hasn't come back.
Farms make up the largest portion of phosphorus runoff into Lake Champlain, but developed land, stream bank erosion, and wastewater treatment facilities all play a role in the lake's phosphorus load. Chris Killian is the director of the Vermont Conservation Law Foundation. On Friday, he took the organization's lakekeeper boat for a ride on the bay to see the bloom. He says scientists working on this in the 1990s knew how bad it could get if phosphorus pollution in the lake got worse.
And all the predictions that the endless studies and discussion from the state and the feds and academics have come to pass. We're documenting the long, slow death of at least areas of Lake Champlain and potentially the lake itself unless we change what we're doing.
And the state has to change what it's doing. A lawsuit from CLF forced the state to revise its Lake Champlain cleanup plan, known as a Total Maximum Daily Load Plan, or TMDL. The state's efforts outlined in the plan call for the implementation of new practices for farmers, developers, and others to cut down on pollution into the lake. Killian says that up to now, policy efforts haven't done enough to prioritize the health of the lake.
We basically, from a public policy perspective, through action and inaction, we've decided that it's more important for agriculture to be able to dump their waste into the rivers and into the lake than it is to protect all of the property values and recreation and public interest around the bay.
The state is considering a plan that would force farmers to implement best management practices defined by the state to better control water pollution. Up to now, those efforts have been voluntary. A policy both Killian and Cavazzazzi say must change. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.